USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An explosion at a silicon plant in Waukegan, Illinois last night leaves four workers injured, one dead, and two unaccounted for. Fire Chief Steve Lindsay.
The two that were seen at the scene but required no medical treatment were the nine employees that were in the building at the time.
Damage is estimated at more than $1 million. South Korea reports North Korea fired several short-range projectiles from a base along its east coast. The Pentagon says it's monitoring the situation. A charter plane carrying 143 people and traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in the shallow section of the St. John's River at the end of a runway, though no critical injuries were reported. Base commander Captain Mike Connor.
The cause of the mishap is yet to be determined. There will be a full investigation led by the National Transportation Safety Board. Naval Air Station Jacksonville will fully assist and help them in order to determine, you know, the cause of the crash.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.